Thank you so much, Nate. Coming up next, we have a writer from the Northwest suburbs who can be seen around town at numerous storytelling shows, like a show called The Nerdologues Presents Your Stories. Her name is Tori Zakarias. Tori Zakarias.
Sorry, Tori. How am I going to improve on that? All right. As a kid, going outside was the worst. The worst of the worst thing about it is that it was totally unpredictable. I might get stung by a bee, or made fun of by one of the other kids in my neighborhood, or harassed by the drunk down the street. Who knows? My parents were not into the outdoors either, so much of the fresh air I got before the age of 13 involved either my dad yelling at my brother and I while the three of us raked the lawn each fall, or watching my mother pull weeds. No fun. But my opinion of the outdoors started to change during adolescence, when going outside meant getting away from my parents. By the time I was 21 and an intern at the Baraboo News Republic, a newspaper a half hour away from my hometown, I thought I was far away from my anxious childhood. One Friday afternoon, my editor Ben asked me to go on a canoeing trip on the Baraboo River for a story. Some environmental group, I don't know, it was the Sierra Club or the Nature Conservancy or something, you know, within the state government, I don't remember, was in town to laud the city for their ongoing dam removal process, making this tributary of the Wisconsin River a great place to canoe or kayak. We would be canoeing for a mile, then I had to get to the grand opening of the Slumberland Distribution Center on the west side for a grip and grin photo opportunity. Sure, I told Ben. How hard could canoeing be, I thought. I grabbed my notebook and the News Republic's digital camera and drove to the gathering point a few blocks away. There, I met the city's mayor, Dean Steinhorst, and five other people whose identities had been lost in the 17 years since that Friday afternoon. Age, man. It just, you know, erases your memory, just like that Men in Black movie. I introduced myself, asked some questions, wrote down some notes, and I was told I'd be paddling 1 mile down the river in a silver canoe with a silent man whom I outweighed by at least 100 pounds. I think his name was Neil. I didn't see anything wrong with this picture. We pushed off, and it was lovely. It was a sunny day in the high 70s in July. After spending 3 years at college in Iowa, I realized I had grown up in a beautiful part of the country. I missed things like trees and hills and valleys when I spent 9 months of the year 3 hours west of the Mississippi River. I closed my eyes and listened to the sound of the water pushing away from my paddle. Then I felt the water on my feet. I opened my eyes. I kept on paddling and looked down at the bottom of the canoe. My wet feet weren't from my over-enthusiastic paddling. The canoe had sprung a leak somewhere. Oh. Neil, I said, water is coming into the canoe. And it was. It was, you know, the gray, brown, natural kind of water. And, natural. And Neil, who was pained at having to speak to the ditzy reporter, told me to relax. We were getting close to our destination. This part of the river wasn't that deep. And the current, Diane, I Googled the CFS of the Baraboo River, and it was about 1,250 CFS today. Probably back in 2000, it was probably 800 to 1,000. So it was nothing like the current of the Wisconsin River in my hometown. We weren't in danger. We were going to be okay. But then I remembered the camera and its now moistened bag. I had to keep paddling, but I tried to find a place for the $700 Kodak point-and-shoot digital camera where I could keep it dry and still have operational arms. I didn't say anything to Neil, but I thought about Ben back at the office and what he would say if I came back with a broken camera. He was kind of sleazy on a good day, and I didn't want to make him mad. I kept on paddling. That's all I could do. After what seemed like 2 hours, our trip was complete. It really only was like 40 minutes. I spewed out some apologies. They didn't really seem to care. And I drove over to West Baraboo, hoping that the air would dry off my soaked legs. It didn't. I pulled off to the Slumberland Distribution Center, looking like I had just survived a war from the knees down. The mayor and was there, and other local dignitaries were also very bemused as I took their photo. But the camera worked, and we were all okay at the end. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yes. Tori Zakaris, everybody. Man, the first time I went canoeing, actually it was because of a thing that your company did, Hawaii 2, Cards Against Humanity. If you donated to their holiday bullshit a couple years ago, they gave you a square inch of land on an island in Maine called Hawaii 2. And I went canoeing with two friends on a road trip to get to the island, and my buddy John, who was the only one of the three of us who was at all athletic and at all had canoed, was like, you know, it's probably going to tip, so don't freak out. Just embrace it. And then it didn't, but that felt good. That was really good advice. So, like, if you're going to go canoeing for the first time, just assume it's going to go really bad, and then it'll be cool. If you assume it's... That's my advice to all of you as a sportsman that I am. All right, that was a really good...